Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The new sports complex under construction in Bettendorf has a new name. Yesterday, Betplex and TBK Bank announced a naming rights partnership. So the 76-acre complex at the corner of Middle Road and Forest Grove Road, just south of I-80, will be known as the TBK Bank Sports Complex. TBK Bank has 10 branches in the Quad Cities as Triumph Community Bank. When it opens next spring, the TBK Bank Sports Complex will include an indoor facility, family entertainment center, and outdoor sports fields and diamonds. Another bad ranking for Illinois government finances. This time it's from the credit rating agency Fitch. Brian Mackey has more.
Fitch analyzed state government debt across the country, and its calculations included pension liabilities. That's the amount promised to retirees that the state does not have in the bank. In Illinois, total pension liabilities represent nearly 23% of personal income, which is how economists describe all the money earned by people in the state. For that, Illinois ranks 50th out of 50. Pension liabilities are so high in large part because governors and state legislators spent decades failing to save enough money. The situation is expected to get worse for a while, but if the state sticks with its payment plan, pension funding is projected to eventually improve. I'm Brian Mackey.
Federal investigators are looking into complaints from several employees of the Clarion Hotel and Convention Center in Cedar Rapids that they haven't been paid in weeks. Choice Hotels, which franchises Clarion, says the Cedar Rapids Hotel has been dropped from its system and can no longer operate under the Clarion name. The hotel has also been removed from Choice Hotel's central reservation system. A statement from Choice Hotels says guests with existing reservations will be contacted and given the option to relocate to another property. Well, an Iowa State University sociologist has identified 12 small Iowa towns where the quality of life is thriving despite losses in population. Rob Dillard reports on what the researcher calls shrink-smart towns.
Iowa State has been tracking life in towns with fewer than 10,000 people in each of the state's 99 counties since 1994. Associate Professor of Rural Sociology Dave Peters says he has been studying such things as access to jobs, housing, and medical care. He says a high quality of life doesn't depend so much on a strong local economy, but rather on solid social connections.
People in shrink-smart towns tend to be more frequently involved in community improvement projects, and they were members of a lot more local organizations in the community.
The dozen shrink-smart towns Peters identifies range in population from 460 in the Mills County town of Pacific Junction to around 2,100 in Sac City. I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
State attorneys general, including from Illinois, are threatening lawsuits against the federal government's repeal of net neutrality rules. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, a Democrat, says he'll lead a multi-state lawsuit to stop the FCC's rollback of rules that guaranteed equal access to the Internet. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan, also a Democrat, says the state will join the appeal effort. She'd urged a delay in the vote and says in yesterday's statement that the commission's vote, in her words, undermines the public interest and puts the free and open Internet at risk. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.